Welcome to Community Voices with Carlissa Thorne, and I have with me today John Suffren with Lumity. So today we're talking about his organization, Lumity. So welcome, John.
Thanks for having me, Carly.
So what was your inspiration behind starting Lumity?
Well, I started with Lumity roughly 10 months ago. So Lumity was founded 30 years ago, actually by the foundation community to help provide capacity building and support services to the nonprofits across the Chicago region. So we provide technology consulting and strategic advice on connecting your resources within the marketplace, as well as financial services, including bookkeeping and accounting and CFO level audit work to help support the work being done by nonprofits across the 8-county Chicago region.
And I'd love to also share a little bit about who is John. Like, what are some of your passions? And, you know, that obviously was some of your inspiration for starting Lumity.
Right. So really, you know, the passion is all about serving people and helping those really less fortunate than myself and the majority of the population. I enjoy the work that we do at Lumity because we get to help nonprofits across the Chicago region who do things from, you know, public assistance to deliver shelter to homeless folks, to network for charter schools, to energy and efficiency organizations. There's such a variety of work being done in the nonprofit sector. And in my role as VP of Nonprofit Services and Solutions, I get to work with many of those organizations. So the passion is really about, you know, kind of doing good for the greater good of society, sometimes those less fortunate than myself, and really supporting and helping those organizations achieve their individual missions as it relates to helping people.
And what would you say is the biggest problem in fundraising? Because I actually do a lot of work in fundraising and in nonprofits, and I actually speak to a lot of nonprofits, and there's a lot of problems these days in fundraising and a lot of struggle and frustration
right.
for people in fundraising. So how would you see Lumity solving some of those problems?
Yeah, so we'll start with the problems first, the issues that they're facing really are you know, one has been a very heavy reliance on government grants, and as the government has been reducing their workforce themselves and getting smaller with the smaller tax revenues coming into to government, fewer contracts are going out to vendors who have been providing the services to the populations that I've spoke about. So. That's one issue that they have. So fundraising really then comes back to, if I'm not going to get these government grants, where else can I help get funds to do the work and achieve our mission within our organization? So then it really becomes a data-driven issue and tackling the email lists and campaigns and really tracking data, finding folks who might be willing to give to our particular cause, sending out the proper marketing information to them on a consistent basis, and then really tracking that, you know, that information through analytics and proper data management is a big issue. So Lumity really steps in to work with those particular organizations because they are so different, as I have explained previously. Lumity and in my work, I get to work with those organizations on finding the right solutions for them. Sometimes it's a donor management solution, which is really an individual piece of software. And that donor management solution, you know, really takes a look at all of the stakeholders who are giving money to that organization and managing that information properly. Others are platforms, and platforms work with multiple stakeholders within the organization, which would include volunteers, as well as donors, but could also do additional business development activities for that particular organization. So it's more of a platform that does multiple things, and you see that in a piece of software like Salesforce. So, you know, my work with those organizations is finding the right solutions for them to find the right piece of software that they need in the budget that they have right, to better tackle that issue of communicating and effectively getting the message out about the good work that they do.
So now, for people that aren't really tech savvy, as we know not everybody is, so can you bring that down to a more simpler statement for people that are not tech savvy? So can you, in a one sentence, simplify what, or give an example how you might help somebody that needs your services?
So Lumity and myself, I'll go out and really assess the client's needs, assess the client's needs to find out exactly what they want and really their current state and where their desired state is, right? And finding out where their issues are and finding a solution for them in the marketplace. So we look for the right solution to fit the problem that they have to take them where they want to go.
So your company offers several solutions. So one, you might find the software that they may need. You may also need to, you also may go in and say, hey, these are the finances that you may need. And you also do what I might say is creative brainstorming. Would that be correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. Because sometimes I know how I'm very, how do I put this, astute at sometimes seeing that some people's brains, as yours, can go sometimes very analytical. And then we're on a radio show like this and people are going, what did he just say? So when people are very business savvy, as you are, and that's your purpose when you go into a company, your job is to go in there and go, okay, you need this, you need this, you need this. And then we're on a radio show and you're going to analytical mode and people are going, what did he just say? Right?
Yeah. Right.
So, okay, now fire this a little bit. So you go in there and you go, okay, you need this technical solution, you need this financial solution, and now we're going to create a brainstorm. So I wanted to kind of, you know, simplify it a little bit. Okay.
Sure.
So so that's a little simplification. And so what are some things that possibly that your company may need? Because I'm always wanting to put that out there as well, because I also like to how not just cross-market, but also put out there, I also like to maybe find collaborations for people. So what are some of the things that you look for in partnerships with companies?
That's a great question. So interestingly enough, Lumity is a nonprofit itself. So we have many of the same issues that, you know, some of our clients face or have had those same issues. So obviously, big donors are one of the things that we would love to have, because one of the things that that can help us in our efforts, right, is to have someone who's interested, many organizations, both the corporate partners as well as private donors, they don't know who to give to. And by providing a donation to Lumity, we can help, you know, 10 or 12 organizations with that particular donation. Versus just giving that to one entity but not the other 10, right? So because we're a capacity builder and supporting organizations in so many different ways, donations are always, you know, wonderful to get, and many corporations are looking to connect with the community, and this, by working with Lumity, it gives them a broad way to connect with many, multiple community-based organizations in the geographic region, not just one.
And added bonus, when a company donates to a nonprofit, they also get a tax break.
That's correct.
I always like to point that out as well.
I didn't want to go analytical and business side.
I just want to throw that in. I thought it was an added bonus incentive for a company to donate.
That's right.
To a wonderful service like yours.
Absolutely.
So is there anything else that you would like to put out there to the community that is something that you could offer to a community that your services can provide?
Well, we've started a new partnership with an organization called DonorPath, and this is really targeted to the smaller nonprofits in the marketplace, but it is a nationwide product. So it's a virtual product. DonorPath provides online fundraising assistance to small and medium-sized nonprofits, sometimes those that can't afford to purchase the software itself. But one of the a software package itself. But one of the unique things about DonorPath, it's all online. All of your information can be uploaded into their system and provides reports directly back to the organization on the effectiveness. So it's basically an online online software solution, SaaS model. That's a software as a service, not to get too techie. But that service is regularly $199 a month. So most small nonprofit organizations have the ability to access that in their budgets. That information, in addition to kind of tracking some of the data, is also provides online fundraising coaches. So they'll have a coach to work with for that $199 fee, in addition to tracking and managing all the data. So these folks are proven development and fundraising professionals that nonprofit organizations can look to for assistance. And then for the next 3 months, we're actually offering that free to those nonprofits so that they can come into the software and take a look around, right, and see if it works for them, use it for free for 3 months. It's part of something we're calling the Fundraising Readiness Project, and we're kicking it off this Friday at Chicago Tech Week at the Merchandise Mart. Governor Quinn is going to be there to help launch the initiative within Illinois, but again, it's available to any nonprofit that wants to come to Lumity's page and find you'll be able to find access at www.lumity.org. Or you can go to donorpath.com and find the information on how to become a partner through that through DonorPath's software.
And donor as in D-O-N-O-R-T-H?
Yeah,
okay.
P-A-T-H, correct.
Okay. So this is also a podcast, so I would love for you to actually, again, say who you are and say the website once again. And also, let's clarify what date we're talking about. When you say this Friday, let's clarify what this Friday is.
Aha. Uh-huh. That's a good point. Now, so Friday would be, this is John Suffren with Lumity, right? And we can find us at lumity.org. That's L-U-M-I-T-Y.org. And we are launching an initiative with DonorPath.com, DonorPath.com, and that initiative is called the Fundraising Readiness Project, which is being launched this Friday at Chicago Tech Week, and this Friday is June 27th at the Merchandise Mart, but there is more information available at our website at lumity.org or through DonorPath.com.
Thank you so much, John, for joining me. It's been an absolute delight. It was also amazing to just find out much more about your organization. I will be putting together a wonderful blog post, which will have all of your links and all of your information, which will also have the embedded video as well as the embedded podcast. And it's just been absolutely amazing having you. Thank you so much for taking out of your busy schedule time to spend with me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, I love the invite. Thanks so much. It was my pleasure to be here. Thanks, Carly.
Thank you so much, everyone, for joining us. I look forward to bringing you more valuable content next week. You've been with your host, Carly Lissathorn. You can always find me at carlylissathorn.com, carlylissathorne.com. I wish everyone a wonderful evening, and I look forward to seeing you next week. Enjoy.